Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. The first of six Republican House members who are seeking re-election and voted to impeach former President Trump went down to defeat Tuesday night. South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice lost outright to Mr. Trump's endorsed candidate, State Representative Russell Fry. Mr. Fry defeated Representative Rice 51-24%, with the remaining 25% being split among the five other candidates. Elsewhere in the Palmetto State, Congresswoman Nancy Mace defeated Republican primary challenger and 2018 congressional nominee Katie Arrington by a close 53-45% split that proved a defeat for a Trump-endorsed candidate. Statewide, both Republican incumbents, Senator Tim Scott and Governor Henry McMaster, were easily renominated. Governor McMaster will now face former Congressman Joe Cunningham, who won the Democratic gubernatorial nomination outright with 56.5% of the vote, while the Democratic Senate candidates fell into a tight three-way finish and will advance into a two-person runoff election on June 28th. Texas Republican Myra Flores, a healthcare professional, won the open special election Tuesday night in a 51-43% spread over former Cameron County Commissioner Dan Sanchez and two others. The district was left vacant when then-Congressman Philemon Vella of Brownsville resigned from the House to accept a position with a legislative advocacy firm. Ms. Flores' win will boost the Republican count to 214 in the House, just four away from creating a new majority, but winning a full term in November is a more difficult challenge for her in the regular election. The new post-redistricting 34th is rated 12 points more Democratic than the seat she won on Tuesday and will face 15th District Democratic Representative Vicente Gonzalez in the impending general election. Mr. Gonzalez chose to seek re-election in the new South Texas 34th when Mr. Vella announced his retirement and thus won the party primary back in March. We can expect the Republican national political apparatus to pull out all of the stops in an attempt to re-elect Ms. Flores in the autumn, thus making the 34th CD a political battleground. In Senate action, as expected, former Nevada State Attorney General Adam Laxalt won the Republican primary and will go on to challenge first-term Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in what will be one of the nation's premier Senate races. In the governor's primary, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo defeated former U.S. Senator Dean Heller and others to win Nevada's Republican gubernatorial nomination. He will now face incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak in the November election. In other Senate news, East Carolina University tested the Georgia electorate and finds Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker tied at 47% apiece. The Georgia race will also be one of the key battleground contests in the 2022 general election cycle. In the governor's race, the ECU pollsters found incumbent Republican Brian Kemp leading Democrat Stacey Abrams by a close 50-45% count. The two fought to a 50.2-48.8% finish in 2018. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.